Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
Hey, Todd, it's another day. That means, hey, we're recording another Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That is professional scrum trainer. There we go, Todd Miller. We get together each and every day to talk about scrum. Yep. Why? We do it for you. If you're watching this, we did it just for you. Trying to help you get better each and every
day.
Just today, though.
This episode.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we get together each and every day to try to help you, dear listener, dear viewer, get a little bit better at Scrum each and every day. Can you imagine a year's worth of your daily Scrums, what it would do to your Scrum practice? Hopefully, it won't wreck it.
Yeah. This is episode 312.
Good luck. Todd, how valuable is feedback?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Our viewers probably don't see. You see it every day. I could be sensitive with feedback, and I don't think it's bad because I'll stand up and I can take feedback. I really can. So that's I'm going on this. You know I can. I can take feedback. Yeah, look at the feedback I just took. I could be sensitive about it. And I think delivery has a lot to do with this, right? Like the way that you give feedback, because like I've been a product owner, been a developer and everything. And I even told you that we were talking a little bit today about like this whole like builder's love thing. You just love what you built. You can get over in love with it, but that also can be such a positive and such a negative. So I think feedback is really valuable. I think that people take feedback on the way that it's presented. For me, like I'm pretty sensitive. I'll stand my ground because I have a pretty strong belief system. But I can also get wrapped around the axle with what I'm in love with building. So feedback is valuable to some extent, I think there's no wrong in taking it, like a passionate stance on something, so long as you know when to give that stance up because it may not have been correct, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting kind of situation. You know, sometimes the feedback is worth its weight in gold. Right. Sometimes you hear a nugget from a stakeholder where you're like, oh, my gosh, we've got to go switch this. We've got to go measure that. We've got to go change and pivot. And that's awesome. And other times you hear feedback from people who love to give snarky feedback. Mm-hmm. There are people mm-hmm. who really love to just wreck things. And as I've gotten older, I've learned to turn to them and rather than fight, although I still will get I naturally will get defensive. I've got to watch that. And if I can catch it, I just turn to him and I say, thank you. And then I just go on with my day, right? You can't let, it's got to be, you know, water off a duck's back is what my grandpa would say, right? It's water off a duck's back. Or actually, he picked a different part, but I say back. And so you just kind of look, not every opinion is good. Not every idea is good. Not every suggestion is good. But you appreciate the fact that people give the feedback. On the flip side of that, Todd, I've seen far too many situations in life, in love, in product development, in every aspect of life where out of a sense of niceness, the thing that needed to be said was not said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is detrimental. So it I'd is, rather mm-hmm. get the two shots in the chest and get it over mm-hmm. with and get that painful feedback and then process it, rather than someone just saying, oh, everything's great.
Yeah.
And then you find out later they hate it, you know?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to delivery is everything.
Yep.
Right. It really is, because I think that there is a kind way to say something that could potentially be devastating to somebody. Right. Like now, if they're not taking it, you have to get maybe even more and more direct. I think there's a difference between being direct and being a jerk, you know? So like the whole concept behind radical candor, right? It's like a lot of times people hide behind that to be a jerk. Right. Yeah. I think that's where maybe my defense shields go up quite a bit, because I've had to deal with that a little bit. And I, working on thick skin, is something that's a forever thing for me. Right. Yeah. As I think you said too, you probably do a better job with it than me with thick skin.
Well,
sometimes
depends
on the subject, because you laugh and you say I'm sensitive, but you are too when it comes to feedback. So I think it's
something that as I've gotten older, I've become more secure in my knowledge. I my priorities are better, and I don't take it to heart as much. But it's really hard when you work on something like you've just built a really cool course,
mm-hmm.
and it just went through some feedback.
Yeah.
And it's hard to hear when people are just tearing it down. Mm-hmm. And so that's why when I'm giving feedback, I really try to be careful to, like, if I'm being critical, I try to make sure I say something positive, mm-hmm. right? The mm-hmm. fact that, I mean, because there's a lot of good stuff going on, and you can always find a way. I'm not saying use the sandwich thing, because I think that's kind of, that's almost become cliche. You know, the compliment sandwich, like say something nice, tear it apart, and then end on. But I do try to point out, like, hey, the efforts here are amazing. The fact that we're going to go live with something soon is awesome. There are these three things that I wish were a little different. And here's some ideas on what could happen. But it's an awesome effort, everybody. And this really is going to have impact. And when you frame it that way, it's hard to be mad.
Yeah, it is. It's like the difference, too, just a subtle difference. Just like you're saying there, framing it that way. It's like the difference of saying, I really like this, but I think this should change, versus I really like this, and have you considered this?
Yeah.
Like that word, but, immediately puts people on a defensive. So, yeah, feedback is really valuable. I guess you don't have to implement it.
Well, and then maybe what we're really saying is the feedback that is actionable is valuable. And if you're a jerk giving feedback, it's not likely to be actionable. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if people won't take it well. So I think the feedback that's actually used to make the product better is what's valuable. The feedback that's used to be destructive, to tear down and to just kind of get your own like stamp of approval or to get your own noise into it, probably not so much, Todd.
Yeah. I agree.
Cool. Well, all right. As usual, we end up agreeing. Someday we'll get to a good juicy squirrel burger argument. Anyways, Todd, we're almost to 10,000. It's pretty amazing. We're like 400 short. So like and subscribe. Get all your friends and family to like and subscribe. Check out the socials. Some videos are going to pop up here. The algorithm thinks you'll like them. Actually, it's our courses. Check out actually, Todd, I got a LinkedIn message. A user got her, a listener got her PSM-1 just by watching the videos on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw that. I got tagged in that one too. That's awesome.
Good job. It was amazing. Guys. Congratulations. Keep it up. Let us know how you're doing. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. Leave us your questions in the comments, like and subscribe and do all that cool stuff. Leave us feedback, but only if you're kind. And we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!